It is 11 a.m. on a random Tuesday in December. Salima and her youngest child, Angela, snuggle on the couch trying to stay warm. They are home with the flu, along with the oldest son, Jake. Salima is thirsty and gets up and goes into the kitchen. There is no more juice, and so she reluctantly decides to run to the grocery store, which is about 15 minutes away. As often happens when in the grocery store, she finds herself pushing a cart filled with more than she thought she needed. She thought it might be nice to make chicken soup for the children if she can muster up the energy. She heads back home, only to find firemen in front of the 20-story building and smoke billowing from many of the windows. She hurriedly parks the car and rushes towards the building, frantically searching for her children, who are nowhere in sight. She tries to go into the building, but they will not let her pass. She screams and thinks of her frightened children who could be trapped inside. By the time Jeffrey arrives, Salima has been reunited with the children. However, their apartment has been destroyed. He is so grateful that they are okay, but already his mind turns to the disaster of the situation. What will the landlord do? Will he renovate and allow them to stay? Sell the building to developers to convert to condominiums? How will he, as the caretaker of his family, make sure this disaster doesn't leave them without a home?